Hello. Hi guys, how are you? It is Jordan Byers and you're listening to Chit Chat with Joby. Hey guys, it's Jordan Byers and you're listening to Chit Chat with Joby. Let's get right into the episode. Anyways, I am so excited about today's podcast. I got to sit down and chat with Ava. She is an incredible Instagram filter creator, and she has worked with huge influencers like Lauren Bostick from The Skinny Confidential, also Erica Stolman from Fashion Lush, and so many other big influencers and brands, and she's honestly killing it. I thought that this would be such a fun episode for you guys to hear how she was able to learn the Instagram filter software from scratch last year, and then literally 1 year later, turn this into a whole entire business for herself. So without further ado, here is Ava.
Hi.
Hi, Jordan.
Do you want to introduce yourself? Tell everybody who you are.
My name is Ava Buechler. And I create Instagram filters.
But you're so much more than that. What's your background? Where did you go to school? Where are you from originally? All that good stuff.
Yeah, so I grew up in San Diego, California. I went to Torrey Pines High School. I went to college at UCSB. I played soccer my whole life, so that was always my thing growing up. I was also really into photography. And yeah, I feel like my life was pretty just stereotypical, you know, California girl, just going to school and doing homework and soccer and all that.
Yeah, so relatable.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you go to college or did you go to high school somewhere in California?
Yeah. So I'm from Ohio, but I moved here when I was 18 to go to the Fashion Institute for Design Merchandise in Los Angeles.
Oh, yes.
But like, you know, the same thing, just doing all the things that you're supposed to do.
Exactly. Doing all the things you're supposed to do. Yeah. It's interesting because now it's like I'm able to just do whatever I want to do. I mean, just like you and just like pretty much everybody else who's over the age of 18.
Yeah.
So it's just exciting. And yeah, that's kind of why I'm super motivated in what I do.
So what were you doing before you got into making Instagram filters?
So I had just graduated from college. I traveled in Southeast Asia, came back. I really wanted to do video. That was like my dream. That was, yeah, my goal, just to, you know, be a producer or whatever it was. And I quickly realized there was not much money that I was going to be able to make doing video. I also realized like I wasn't, you know, there are just like so many people, the space is very saturated. And so, yeah, I needed to make money. I was living at my boyfriend's family's house and I just had no plan, literally no plan. And then I was just on Instagram and saw somebody make a post about Instagram filters, asking if anybody knew how to make them. And then that was just kind of where it clicked. I was like, oh my God, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to learn how to do it. And yeah, that was it.
Wow.
But obviously there's a lot more that goes to it. You know, it wasn't that simple. And yeah.
Yeah. So like you saw somebody ask about it and you were already like, I'm going to do this.
Yeah. So I had been trying to kind of figure out what I was going to do with my life. I really didn't want to go into like a normal job where I gave my entire life away to a company that I didn't care that much about. So I think I was like really just open. So when I was scrolling through my Instagram and saw this post, I think that like normally I wouldn't have thought anything of it, but because I was so open and like just intrigued by finding a creative job, I just saw that and thought, okay, this could be a great opportunity. Yeah. But I looked up like a bunch of brands and noticed like none of these brands had filters and none of these influencers had filters. And so, yeah, that's where it clicked. And I just thought that I would probably be able to figure it out. So.
Right. So how long ago was this when you started?
It was a year ago. So it was, wow. It was like October 30th of 2019.
Wow. Very specific. I love it.
Very specific. because it was just like a crazy time in my life where I was like, I'm so done with listening to people. I don't need to do what everybody else is doing, and I'm just over it. So I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do. And yeah, so that's why.
Wow, I freaking love that for you. Like that's amazing. I found you through the Skinny Confidential because she had her filters made by you. And then yeah. I saw that Fashion Lush had her filters made by you as well. And I just became obsessed with you. I started following you and now I only use your filters at this point. Oh. Just because, I don't know, your style is so... it's so clean, but also it doesn't make you look like a completely different person. Like you're not out here looking like a freaking Bratz doll.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like very subtle and I love it.
Yeah. Cause there's so many filter creators and you know, there's so many people who are just like, it's insane what they can create. And I quickly realized like, I am not a crazy coder. I can't like do these crazy effects, but maybe we don't even need to do these crazy effects because maybe people don't even want that. Like, I think that people just kind of like more simplicity and, you know, people want to look good, but they don't want to like look obnoxiously good where it's obvious. So that's kind of where I'm trying to, yeah.
No, and you hit it right on the mark. Like, I think that what you're doing, you have your own specific style and you like wrap it all up in a nice pretty package and like I can tell like one of your filters over somebody else's, like I can just tell what I'm using based on like the aesthetic of it all. So I think that's really cool, like that you have your own aesthetic when you're making these filters. But how do you work with clients when they say they want to do something crazy and like, how do you go around that? Or how do you work with clients in general?
Yeah. So, well, there's a difference between how I work with clients and how I find them. I think the most interesting part would probably, for your fans, would probably be like, I can tell them a little bit about how I get my clients first. Absolutely. And then I'll move on to that. Yeah. So, well, I think that it would be interesting for you guys to hear about the Skinny Confidential because she was... and still is like one of just like my biggest fans. And so I've always listened to her podcasts. So that's kind of why I felt like, okay, I can do this because, you know, I've heard a lot of people go on her show and just talk about like, you have to be like, if you want to be great, you just have to go for it. You know, you can't listen to people, this and that. So when I started making filters, my first goal was like, oh my God, the Skinny Confidential doesn't have a filter. I really want to make one for her, obviously. So December of last year, my mom actually recorded me talking to Lauren. And I was like, hi, Lauren, it's Ava Buchler. I just started making Instagram filters and like, you know, I would love to work with you. Let me know if there's any possibilities, this and that. And so she got back to me like a month later. This was like right when she was pregnant. So she was having Zaza. But she got back to me and just said, yeah, like I need filters. And so that's kind of how I reach out to a lot of people is I don't take videos all the time, but it's more of like I just reach out to a bunch of different clients, a bunch of different brands that I like. And I just say like, hey, I make Instagram filters. Do you guys want one? And a lot of people surprisingly respond and they're like, yeah, like we've actually been looking for like a creator and cause it's such a new space. So I think there's like a lot of opportunity in it.
Oh, absolutely. So yeah. When you're basically pitching yourself to these brands and influencers, how do you then say they hire you, how do you go about like pricing yourself? Like, cause you don't want to lowball your talents here, but yeah. At the same time you're coming to them. So Is that more tricky than if they were to come to you?
I would say, yeah, it was definitely more tricky in the beginning too, because I didn't have a lot of leverage and I didn't have the portfolio. So now I'm a lot more confident in my pricing and with, you know, working with brands, and just, I guess the way that I sell it is by showing them and, you know, explaining to them how beneficial it can be for their brand. And it, to be honest, like, I'm not a salesperson and I'm not the best at, like, you know, selling stuff, I guess, but it's kind of easy because it's like, everybody knows what filters are, you know, they, like, people are already excited about them. So it's not like I have to, like, sell it really.
Right. If that makes sense. And now you have this amazing portfolio with these big brands and influencers. It's awesome. It's really, really, really impressive that you kind of jumped on this trend, this wave, before it even really blew up and took off. That's definitely going to be so beneficial for you in the future, being one of the first people on it. How was it making your first filter, though? Like, did it take you a long time to learn the software?
So long.
That's what I thought. That's why, because I tried to download it and, you know, dabble around on it, and I could not figure it out for the life of me. Like, what in the world? Are there tutorials on YouTube, or how did you learn?
Yeah, there's tutorials. Actually, when I started, there weren't very many tutorials. Now there's a lot more. I was like, I can't even, I was just literally a chicken with my head cut off. Like, I had no idea what I was doing for weeks. Like, I was just, I first started to try to, like, learn, you know, the different words that I needed to know, like loop animate, like what all these, like, little words meant. And then I was like, okay, maybe I should just, like, try. But I'm not like, I want to make this very clear that I don't pick things up very quickly. Like, I'm not that smart. I didn't get, like, straight A's ever. So this was, like, a very, like, I had to work just, like, every single day, I mean, for probably, like, 4 months, like, 12-hour days, just learning, trying to figure it out. And then, yeah, eventually it's, like, I mean, if you work at anything, anybody can accomplish something if they just, like, work at it, you know?
Mm-hmm. But, is it, like, you just go on there, you have a project, and you know what you're doing, it's easy now?
Yeah, now, and that's so empowering for me, and I think that that should be empowering for other people, because it's like, now I'm confident in what I'm doing, and like, I can go on the platform and make something quickly, and I think it's just exciting to know that, like, if you actually try, and if you continue to work at something, it doesn't matter if you don't have the credentials, or if you don't have, you know, the skills or the experience, like, you can do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I'm like, you are so inspiring to me, because I also do, I'm a video editor, so I'm on all the Adobe softwares, and it's like, they are so difficult to.
They're so learn. Difficult. Do you like, what is it? After Effects
or no? So it's Premiere for the video. Premiere, yeah. I actually don't use Premiere because it's just
confusing.
I think they have made it too technical to the point where it's like stupid to use. So I use Final Cut Pro because it's like the layout and the way you use it is so much more simple than how Adobe has just over technologized freaking goodness. Yeah. Like, I don't even want to deal with that, but
I know.
Yeah. So I understand how difficult it can be to learn an entire new software like that. You really have to, you know, dedicate a lot of time to doing that. And it's like, you could learn how to do something one day, and then the next day you're like, how the hell did I do that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah.
Did you 100%. Have to take a lot of notes for how to specifically do like one type of thing?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I have like notebooks also. Like, I used to write down like kind of like, because there's like these patches. I'm not going to get technical here, but I wrote down everything, like, you know, step by step. I have all these Excel things that are like how to tap to change, how to add eye color, how to do this. Like, I was very specific with writing everything down so that I could just, yeah, get it.
You should sell that.
So
you should sell your notes.
I know, but I don't think that my notes would be beneficial for, like, it's just, I feel like a lot of people would look at it and be like, that's gibberish, or that I don't, like, I couldn't really use that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, though. But maybe I'll look
really
back.
That's a really good idea, though. You know,
that would be like, a really good idea.
Go back, refine your notes, make it, you know, readable for the average Joe, and then go and sell, like, your
package
handbook 101 to making Instagram filters. Put like a $250 price tag on there, and you're like making bank.
Oh my god, that's what I need. Passive income.
Yes, but you need to do that.
Okay, I'm gonna do that.
You should. Okay, so what has it been like working with influencers? Have you had anybody that's been really difficult or just doesn't understand what's going on or is asking for too much?
Yeah. Yeah. And so what I used to do when that would happen is I was just like a yes man. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'll figure it out. And like how I worked, like a year, or I guess my first client was in February. So how I worked from like February to June, or maybe like August, was I basically would say yes, and then I would backtrack and figure it out. So, like, there was just so much work being put in, and, like, not a lot of – I just wasn't thinking in, like, a business mind yet, because I was like, I'm a creator. Like, this is – but then I quickly realized, like, okay, this is a business, and you need to treat yourself like you're running a business, because otherwise you're not going to be able to pay the bills and, like, you know. So – now I'm a lot better at being like, yeah, that's going to be an extra $200. That's going to be an extra $300, whatever it is. But working with influencers has been honestly pretty cool and fun. And it's like given me a lot of inspiration. And my favorite influencer that I've worked with is Erica Fashion Lush. She's the best.
Really? Why? How? Like, what was your experience with her that makes her your favorite?
So I reached out to her right after I sent that video to the Skinny Confidential, Lauren, and I reached out to her and I asked if I could just make her a free filter, because it's like, and so many people told me like, don't do free work. You know, it's not, you shouldn't do free work. And I have like videos of myself saying like, I'm doing free work, and like people told me not to, but I'm telling you like, this is going to pay off, because, you know, like I know that if you partner with the right people and, you know, like you just kind of like be a human being and tell them what you're trying to accomplish here, a lot of people will be on board and will be excited to help you out. So I got really lucky, to meet Erica, because she really understood and, found value in augmented reality. And so, yeah, just having her has been like a big push for me to keep going. So that's been great.
She seems like such a cool person.
Like, so cool.
I will tag her in whatever. Like, obviously she doesn't know who I am or whatever, but like I'll just tag her or message her or swipe up on something and she always responds.
Isn't that great? Like, how do you do that?
I love that. How does she keep up with all these people?
I don't know. That's a good question.
But yeah, I mean, I love hearing good stories of when people work with influencers, because I feel like they just get such a bad reputation. Like they have such a, like everybody just thinks that they're stuck up or hard to work with or very demanding. And I don't know. I just feel like it's nice to hear a positive about them.
Yeah. I mean, I also think that like being, you know, I think that they are influencers because they are that way. Like you have to be, you know, you have to know what you want. And you have to be pretty demanding if you want to be successful, I feel like.
Absolutely.
You know?
You can do it in the
right
way.
You can do it a nice way, of course.
Yeah.
I've definitely had some people like, you know, I'll pay you $100. And they're like, I'm an influencer, you know, like I can, and I just don't work with those types of people. But
yeah, see, that's the one thing is it can be very frustrating because it's like just because somebody has followers, they think they can get everything for free.
For free, right.
And as yourself a creator, I cannot imagine how frustrating that can be. Like that's your hard time and energy that you're spending creating something and they're like, oh, I have followers. Give me a discount, you know?
Yeah.
So what is your response to that when somebody comes to you and says that?
I would say, I mean, depending on who they are and how many followers they have, et cetera, I'd probably just say, you know, I'm not doing free work at this time. Sorry. Like, you know, I don't, now it's tougher cause I'm more busy now. So whereas before when I explained to you, like how I was kind of all over the place and kind of like a yes man.
So when you're working with a brand or an influencer and you're trying to come up with a concept for the filter, do they come to you with something like a filter that they already like, or do they say, I like brainstorm, like how does that process work?
Yeah. So every client is different. So people, you know, some companies or brands will come to me and say, we want a filter like this, and they'll know exactly what they want. Most of the time it's people coming to me and kind of just wanting my input. They'll say, I want, you know, hearts flying around, or like, I want like hearts. And that's like my thing, hearts. And then, so they'll ask me to like figure out how to make it cute and make it like fun and cool. And then it's basically like, I just explain to them what I have in mind. And then they'll tell me like, I want this or that. And then we kind of just go back and forth and I send them the filter. Cause you can like send it in a link. Mm-hmm. So like you could test out the filter and be like, okay, I don't like these eyelashes. Like, you know, I want different eyelashes, and then I'll go in, fix it, send it. So there's a lot of like collaboration, I would say. And like figuring out what I'm going to do for brands. I think it always just depends on what they want. So like, I really just try to listen to them and then go from there. But it's all there's a different process, like for every person that I've had so far, pretty much.
Do you charge extra for re-edits or revisions?
No. So my thing is like, I want to make this perfect for you, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to make that happen. And
wow.
So
that's really generous of you, really. Cause is there people that come back and keep wanting things changed?
Yeah. Well, okay. So there's a difference between changes and additions. So most of the time, you know, a change is like, if there's like 5 revisions already, and then they're going to ask me to change something that they told me to add already, I'm not going to, like, I'll have to charge extra. But typically, you know, they'll come to me and they'll say, okay, we want sparkles also. And then I'm like, okay, that's an extra $500, $600, whatever it is. So yeah, changes are good sometimes because it means like additions, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is the competition right now at this point between filter makers?
I wouldn't really say that there's a competition. No way.
Hi. Mr. Gray is photo bombing or video bombing.
Hi, Mr. Gray. Oh, the sweater. So cute.
Thank you. He is obsessed with his sweater.
Oh, so cute. Yeah, so there's like really not much competition because I think that the community is just so great. It's so diverse and so new that there's like space for everybody, I think. And I think that we're all kind of, as creators, we're all trying to figure this out. We're trying to figure out like what's next with AR. And I think a lot of people have different approaches. So, you know, there's a lot of AR creators who are more specialized in creating filters for themselves, you know, for their own brand or profile. at least when I started making filters, I hadn't seen anybody that was doing what I'm doing now. Like, and I'm not saying like I was the first, because I'm sure I wasn't, but there's just, I don't see that many people that are like reaching out to a lot of brands similarly to me. So I don't, and also it's like, there is competition because there are way better creators than I am. But I think where I am different is like, you know, I'm just like a one woman business. I'm more like simple, and I'm more like trying to create filters that are, that people are going to use. Like,
right. Like that's your style though.
Yeah.
It's just, it's clean, it's classic, it's pretty. And they're usable for every day, which is what you want, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, I just lost my question.
No, it's okay.
Oh, but yeah. I would agree. Like, you are, I would say, one of the first people to, that I've noticed, you are the first person that I've noticed actually creating filters for brands and for influencers. Like, I haven't seen anybody else do that. So I think that, you know, like, you're on the right track. Like, you're doing a great job of marketing yourself. And I love that the people that you're working with are kind of plugging you as well and saying like, oh, this is the person that made this filter, because that's how I found you. Do they, because I know that influencers can be tricky when, like with shout outs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Does anybody say like, oh, I'll give you a shout out if you take off a percentage of the filter or whatever?
I haven't experienced that, but if there is a big person who is, I'm, you know, talking with, who would be willing to do that, then I definitely, like, I'm down to give a discount, you know, like I'm, cause, and it's also like, for me, it's just, it's tough cause you don't really know who to trust, I guess. But like, I'm willing to, you know, work with people who are willing to like help me out. Like, I'll scratch your back if you fucking scratch my back too. Like, you, if you like shout me out and like, and it's like, that's what Erica's done, Fashion Lush. And to be completely transparent, I don't charge her for filters. And because it's like, she's just been like, that's what I want. I want somebody who's going to like use my work, share my work, you know, tell their friends about me. So she's gotten me a lot of referrals, a lot of clients. So that's,
yeah, that I mean, that's how it works when you have one of those people that they're making you business by just doing free stuff for them. Like, that's the name of the game, essentially. 100%. So, I mean, she sounds like a great person if she's, you know, referring you to people. And I see that she shouts you out every once in a while. And yeah, I really respect that, because I know a lot of people that are very like nickel and dime, very much like, if you want me to talk about you or your brand, like, you have to pay me this, that, the other.
Yeah.
It can be very toxic. So it's really refreshing to hear that there are people out there that, you know, will do something like that and scratch your back.
Scratch my back. 100%. Yeah, but I do have to, like, to answer your question, I think from before, like, I say there's like this little, you know, I say, I'm a one man business, one person business. Like, so creating these filters, like, it's very important for me to get a shout out and just to get credit for my work. So I actually, like, I require that. And if you don't want to do that, if you don't want to tag me, then I charge a no tag fee. So,
oh, that's smart.
Yeah. And I mean, I haven't like, cause it's kind of like, I'm giving you the option, you know, you can pay to have the no tag fee and to keep me anonymous, or you can just, all you have to do is tag me. Like, it's not that hard. Yeah. So I actually like haven't really gotten, good. Yeah, I haven't gotten like shit from that, from people.
No, that's genius, because when you give somebody that filter, it's on their Instagram. It doesn't even, there's no connection with you anymore.
Yeah. So there's like, smart. Yeah.
What would you advise for somebody that wants to get into this kind of career, this path?
I would say to not be intimidated by it. And like, I think that can kind of tie into anything else, because it's like, especially now with social media and with YouTube, and there's just so much opportunity for people. And it's like, I would say just go for it. Don't listen to what your parents say, or don't listen to your whoever. Like, you got to just know in yourself that you can do it and you'll be able to do it. Like, whatever it is. Just because I feel like there's so many people that are like, I can't do that. Like, I'm not qualified, or whatever it might be. But it's like, there's just really no excuses now. Like, we have everything at our fingertips. Like, it's just like, you just have to get it. Like, you have to just work for it. Like, nothing's going to just come in your lap. So yeah, I would say don't be intimidated and just like do it. And like, there's going to be really hard days, and like, it's not always easy. It's, you know, like, most days are difficult. Like, I used to cry every day, like, when I was trying to learn how to make filters, because I was just like, I'm not cut out for this. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. But it's like, you just take it day by day and continue to work. And like, a little bit of effort can go a long way. And so I think that, like, to all of you listening, do whatever you want to do, and stop listening to people that are holding you back or telling you that you can't do it, because we don't have time for those people.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I love that. So I think that people that do freelance work, that takes a lot of guts, because you're not guaranteed anything when you're doing everything by yourself. So are there any resources that you've used along your freelance journey that would help somebody that's scared to, say, quit their 9-to-5 and jump into their own kind of venture? What would you tell them, like, any resources or tips or whatever to make that jump a little bit more smooth?
I would say listen to some podcasts. Like, to be honest, the Skinny Confidential, I'm telling you, just listen and like, actually just be open and listen, because there's so many just great tips. And like, at the end of the day, it's, you know, it comes down to just you. It's like, if you want to do something, you have to do it. So I think that by using tools such as podcasts, that's like a way for me to, you know, remind myself that I'm on the right path, and that, like, cause like, quitting a 9-to-5, I don't pay for health insurance. So, you know, when you're 25, are you 25?
I'm 21.
Oh, you're 21?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Holy shit, I'm 23. Okay, I thought you were older than me. You are killing it. Oh my God. That is crazy.
You were killing it.
I know, but like, 21. When I was 21, I was not, like, this is amazing that you're already doing this. Like, do what Jordan's doing. You know, like, it's just like, do something, right? I don't know.
I love the Skinny Confidential podcast. I think that she is amazing at inspiring people to get out of their comfort zone. And, you know, I love that. Do you have any other favorite podcasts?
Ed Milet. Have you listened to him?
Yes, I have.
He's like,
I like him too.
Yeah. I would totally marry him if he wasn't married and if I didn't have a boyfriend. But, he's also the best. Like, it's kind of just like, and I don't want to say fake it till you make it, but
kind of,
yeah, it's kind of like, and you just have to throw yourself into situations that are tough. Like, this podcast, I like couldn't sleep last night, because I'm like, I'm gonna, you know, like, because it's just like, this is out of my comfort zone, but I'm doing it, and like, you know, and I'm gonna grow from it. So I think it's just about doing things, as simple as that sounds.
No, very true. Very true. I think it's really, and that's like the whole reason that I started this podcast was because I wanted to inspire like a younger generation, like the 21-year-olds that are just starting their life. And I wanted to bring people on that I thought were inspiring and interesting and were doing cool things that nobody would like go to college to do, you know?
Right.
So thank you so much for coming on. I think that you are incredible. I think you're killing it. I'm so excited to see what you continue to do and all this fun stuff that you're creating. You have any last words or?
Thank you so much. I mean, thank you so much. Like, I'm not like anything yet, but I'm just excited to see where
you will be. You will be.
You will be. Well, you are.
I'm so excited to see where you go from here, because it seems like it only goes up from here. And because you started at such a prime time, like you only have up to go. So definitely keep me updated. I'm always updated because I'm on Instagram all day long. So
yeah.
I'm always keeping up with you, and I will continue to use your filters because they are my favorite. And yeah, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jordan.
Thank you guys so freaking much for listening to today's episode. But wait, before you go, please, please, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Seriously, it helps me out a lot because I'm a fresh baby podcaster over here. So please rate and review, and I will see you guys next Friday. Bye.